This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a Republican-led House has passed a measure that demands the White House send weapons to Israel.
The House has approved a bill to undo President Biden's pause on some weapon shipments to Israel and to rebuke his actions. Republican lawmakers have accused President Biden of abandoning Israel by putting on hold a shipment of some 3,500 bombs that could be used for a Rafah offensive, and they voted to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson before the vote.
This should not be a partisan issue. It is shameful that it has become that. We have to stand with our closest ally, Israel. They are the only stable democracy in the Middle East. They are one of our closest friends.
More than a dozen Democrats joined with House Republicans to pass the measure to help arm Israel. But Democratic leaders in the Senate say it won't get a vote there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, the U.S. military says Gaza Strip pier project is completed, and aid is soon to follow, AP's Donna Warder.
The U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier that will be used to ferry aid into Gaza. President Joe Biden had ordered construction of the pier more than 2 months ago to help Palestinians facing starvation as Israel, in a war against Hamas, recently seized the Rafah border crossing. The maritime route is designed to increase the amount of aid getting into the Gaza Strip, although aid agencies say that land-based deliveries are far cheaper and more sustainable. U.S. officials say that American troops will not be setting foot in Gaza, and Pentagon officials say that the maritime route would be temporarily shut down. Fighting in Gaza threatens the new shoreline distribution area. The site was targeted by mortar fire during construction.
AP's Lisa Dwyer, and this is VOA News. Russian forces are expanding their attacks on Ukrainian border settlements close to the northeastern city of Kharkiv, opening up a new front in the war as Kyiv struggles to hold off a renewed Russian offensive. With U.S. and European weapons finally due to arrive on the front lines in the coming weeks following delays, the question is, can Ukraine hold back Moscow's invading troops? VOA's Henry Ridwell explores this.
Mobile units of Russian troops are attempting to capture Ukrainian villages some 30 kilometers north of the city of Kharkiv. Kyiv's forces released this footage, filmed in recent days near the border town of Vovchansk. Ukraine has fired missiles from the border region into Russia. Moscow alleged that this strike Sunday on an apartment building in Belgorod killed 7 people. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping reaffirmed their no-limits partnership that deepened as both countries face rising tensions with the West, and they criticized U.S. military alliances in Asia and the Pacific region. They had their summit Thursday, and Putin thanked China's proposals for ending the war in Ukraine, which have been rejected by Ukraine and its Western supporters. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen was pressed on his crimes and lies as defense attacks key Trump hush money trial witnesses. Associated Press correspondent Michelle Price, reports on what's next in the Trump hush money trial.
Court is scheduled off on Friday. Donald Trump is expected to attend his son's graduation. They're expected to be back in court on Monday, and Michael Cohen is expected to be back on the stand.
AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the latest on the arrest of a suspect in the attempted assassination of Slovakia's prime minister.
Slovak authorities have charged a man with attempting to assassinate populist prime minister Robert Fico, saying the suspect acted alone. Interior Minister Matus Sutaj-Istok said that the investigation found that the assassination was clearly a politically motivated act. The minister did not specify what the motivation was, but blamed media outlets and the opposition. His victory led to thousands of people on the streets across Slovakia to protest many policies, including taking control of public media. I'm Karen Shamas.
The House Judiciary Committee has now voted to move forward with an effort to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Comes after the White House blocked access to an audio recording of President Joe Biden's interview with a special counsel overseeing an investigation into his handling of classified documents.